Hello, Tofik?
Yes, this is Daniel.
Yes, sir. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Monday?
All right. Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm ready for the weekend again.
All right, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I just have a couple questions for you.
Yeah, sure.
One is, I haven't decided 100% yet, but I would like to give a shot for the Google Guarantee.
It is amazing.
How much is the first you have to pay? How much do you have to pay for sign up?
For sign up, there's a one-time application/management fee. So you only pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. That is for
$250. $250. That's 50, yeah?
Yeah, $250. Yes, sir. 250.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And after that, each lead, let's just go $35. Mm-hmm. And that lead, I just want to know how that works. Like, let's say if I got the call, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I call, when you're selling the lead, are you selling the lead to, just myself, or is it the lead, it will go to another?
Just yourself. And they're calling you. So you have to, in order to be charged for the lead, you have to speak to the person and either set an appointment or estimate up with them, or you have to quote them over the phone. If you don't do either of those two things, so it's not per lead, it's per qualified lead. If it's anything other than a scheduled appointment or a price quote, you're not charged for the lead automatically.
Okay. Now, if I call, if the customer called me saying, hey, I want my dryer to be serviced.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say, hey, our service fee is $75, and the customer say, you know what, no, thank you. What happened that I'm not going to get charged, yeah?
Google would still charge you because you quoted the client over the phone. Yes, sir.
If I give them a price.
Yes. You're charged.
You get charged. So
correct.
So what I have to do is to say not to give them a quote. Do I have options saying, hey, we don't give you a quote on the phone. How we have to pay, make appointment, but you pay for service fee. But that's the price I'm giving is service fee for us to go and to repair it. But if they say, hey, I don't want your service, I'm still getting charged?
So, great question. So, on Google Guaranteed, the way they do it, is it's an automatic dispute system, right? So, the way it works is it's not going to be your phone number. It's a Google rotating number that forwards directly to your cell phone, which is recorded by Google bots. So, like an AI, they don't have the capability to, like, differentiate if it's a service call fee or a service quote, right? So you would be initially charged for those. We can try to dispute it with Google, but more than likely it'll get denied because a quote was given over the phone, even though it's a service fee, you know?
The only thing is, see, I'm scared. So, is only thing is, if I don't get to the customer, I'm not going to make no money.
What I'd recommend to you in your situation is put the service fee on your Google Guaranteed profile. That way, if they call you, they already know there's a service fee. So basically, they wouldn't call if there's no if they're not okay with the service fee. And $75 is really inexpensive for an appliance repair service fee. Like, I usually hear $99, you know. So it's usual. But in your situation, if you're afraid of giving them the service fee and being charged for those leads, I'd recommend we put on your Google Guaranteed profile that there is a $75 service fee or whatever you're charging, right?
Okay. So now that, so when they're calling, that means they will see that service fee.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
It'll be, now, here's the thing, some people may not, right? They may just click and call, but it'll be clear as day on your Google Guaranteed profile. So the majority of people will, yes, see the service fee if we're listing it on there for you.
Sorry, the only thing is like, how can we, like once the customer call me, and how, what time, like I cannot get charged, like saying.
What I'd recommend, so the service fee is already on there, right? So really you don't even have to explain that unless they ask, of course, right? So what I'd recommend to you is when they call you, right, go to book an appointment. And if no appointment is booked, to do an estimate on their Bosch refrigerator or Whirlpool dryer or whatever it is, right? If no appointment is made, you're not charged for the lead. You know what I'm saying?
So that means I have to ask the customer, hey, when do you want me to come over?
Yes.
And the customer say, hey, I want you to come this day and this time. And that time I will get charged.
Correct. If they say, hey, you know what, let me think about it, I'll get back to you, you're not charged for those leads because no appointment was booked, right?
Okay.
If they ask you to, like, come out and fix their toaster and you don't do toasters, right? I don't know if you
I
do,
guess.
But, yeah,
no,
so
I,
it, I figured, I you know. But if they ask you to do their toaster, right, you wouldn't be charged because it's not a service you provide. If you never speak to the person, if it's a solicitation call, you're not charged. So to kind of get around the price quote deal, because I know you can't quote them until I'm real familiar with your industry. You need to see what's wrong. You have to go diagnose it. You need to see what parts, the time of labor. You know, so what I'd recommend for your situation and your vertical is to just put the service fee on the profile. And then if they're not okay with that service fee, they're just not going to call, you know?
Most likely they will not call you.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, but if they do call you and if they ask, you know, how much is your service fee or,
yes, technically Google will charge you because the quote. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, so Google Guaranteed, Tofik, just so you know, like we have a 100% retention rate on this program. I get referrals on it all the time. Every single client I have that uses it is extremely happy. I wouldn't get super tied up on that, but I understand your concern because some people are like, I don't want to pay a $75 fee and they just don't use your service, right? In those situations, yes, you would be charged if they ask it. But if we're putting on the profile clear as day that you charge a $75 or $50 or $99, whatever your service fee is, what's going to happen is more than likely they're just not going to call if they're not okay with that service fee. And if they are, those are going to be more serious buyers anyways, or people that are really looking to get their appliance repaired, you know? But yeah, because I always like to be completely like transparent. If they called and they asked you a quote or is there a service fee, you would be charged for that lead after a quote is given, you know?
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, so you're saying is, at least with the number, like if you guys have any number, from like 10 leads, probably, if we put the price in there, like maybe 80% customer would, go get, fixed the, like your domain. How many percentages, like, you might go and end up, having a cold customer and, but the customer don't respond. Like, you know what I mean?
That's an amazing question. So some of our client, because we give the option for you to have a tracking sheet to track if the lead closed or not. on our clients that use that tracking system, we see about a 70% turnover where the lead is turning into a job, right? Now, that number is skewed dependent on the industry. You know, like it could be less, it could be more, right? But I think in your situation, when you're putting, if you're putting the service fee on there and they're calling and you're booking an appointment, you're going to be definitely at that 70% mark or maybe even higher, you know? Because it's not like, like if my washer goes out, right? Like I got to wash clothes. I don't want to go to the laundromat, you know? So it's, you know, and if I see a fee and I call you and I book an appointment, remember this lead's not shared with a bunch of companies. Like it's just coming to you. So you should close it for sure, you know?
Most likely you should be able to close it.
Yeah, but it's hard to give you like a specific amount because, you know, like this is for, it's the best lead program on the market because you have to set an appointment or give a quote in order for you to be charged, but then it's kind of in your hands, right? Like we don't, like you have to go there and do your thing and do your diagnostic and all that good stuff, you know, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we do, I mean, if I have a question, now I can send it to you, email.
Yeah.
Would you send me email a detail? What do I need for, like, you know, the paperwork? What do I need? I have to send it to you. So that way I have the list. And when I do decide, I can just send it to you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to resend you that initial email titled Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
And what I'm also going to do, give me a second here, because all it is, licensing is not required for your vertical and area. It's just insurance. So what they're going to require is an Accord document from your insurance company. And then other than that, it's just basic information, your name, your address, where the business is registered. Social, like all that stuff, you know. So what I'll do though is I'll put in the email, I'll reply to it with the application too. That way you have it, okay? But we can't process it yet, obviously, until we secure that application fee, you know.
Okay. The insurance, do they have like qualification? What kind of insurance I should have?
Yeah, so let me pull that up real quick, actually. Give me 1 second. Let me send this app to you via text and via email, and then I'll pull up the exact requirements on the insurance so you have it, okay? Give me 1 sec. All right.
Because I'm going to change my insurance company anyway, so what I will do is I will go with the standard
Yeah, all they require is general liability, but there's always a certain amount is the minimum. It's usually way lower than what most people get, but give me a second and I'll pull up the exact amount for you. One quick sec here. And you already have the lead fees and all that, right? I already sent all that to you.
What do you mean? Like,
The cost per qualified lead, the minimum budget requirement, the subcategories. Okay, awesome. So I won't resend that then. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just create an account so it could show me the exact requirements. All right, new account. Let me make sure I didn't already do one of these for you. I didn't. Okay, so give me 1 sec. Appliance repair. Okay. Check eligibility. Continue. What I'll do too is once I get to this page, I'm just going to send you like a snippet of it. That way you can see exactly what Google's requiring. Give me 1 sec though. I asked our rep to, like, give us, like, a faster way to do this, but she said this is just, I just have to go and create an account. It's the only way.
Okay.
Yeah, so just bear with me. All right, next. Select all, I agree, next. All right, this should be my last next, and we should be there. Let's see. Okay, so proof of insurance. Okay, so I'm going to send it to you right now. A certificate of insurance document must clearly show the amount of liability insurance and the expiration date. And okay. The policy must satisfy the minimum insurance amount required specified by occupation. Here, it's $250,000 for appliance repair service vertical. Okay?
Okay.
So $250,000 is the minimum that you would need on your policy, okay?
I got you. All right.
All right. So I'm going to send you just a picture of this. That way you have it. All right, here it goes.
Yep.
So the same email thread that we were on, I just did a snippet of the exact requirement. That way you have it in writing.
Okay.
And in the application I sent you, there's an example of the document too, the exact one they want. Ignore the amounts on there. It's just an example, but it's called an accord document. So in the top left-hand corner, you'll see accord. All insurance companies provide it. So
okay.
When you switch policies, you know, or even if you're staying with the same one, just tell them to shoot you your accord document. Okay?
If I send it to them, what do you call it? You know, the documents you send me, the example, they should be able to quote me how much it's going to be, yeah?
Yes, they should. So here's one thing I've ran into, though, with other clients. When they sent the example of the accord, like the actual example on the application, there's different amounts on there. So they're like, oh, he needs this amount. Tell them to ignore the amount. You just need that document. So the two, your amount is the snippet I just sent you from Google on the minimum amount required. So it's just $250,000 is what the requirement is. I forget what it says on the example. I think it might say like a million or something. That's not required though. It's just that document is what's required. Okay.
I got you.
Okay. All right. So yeah, and you would want that too, prior to starting the application process, just so that it doesn't delay it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see too on the application, because keep in mind we send this to everybody when license is required and insurance. So you're going to see business license on there. All you do is put NA for non-applicable in that section.
So the license means the one is LLC, like, or?
No. So in your vertical, licensing isn't required. So some areas and verticals, meaning like categories, require a business license. Like, for example, general contractors, right, will need like a general contractor license for specific areas. For your category, though, it's showing me that licensing isn't required. So all you do is put in that application, in that box, you just put NA for non-applicable.
NA, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And again, you don't need to fill that out really until you're ready to move forward, right? Because it doesn't go anywhere until the application fee is secured. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, any additional questions in the meantime?
That's all. I mean, I just have to maybe think about it more. And after you send it to me, I will review the document, everything you send me, and see. I think that might be better to try 215. And every time when I have a problem, let's say I got charged the lead and I should get it back, who am I contacting? Is it you or is it another?
So it's automatically done. What's going to happen, so in your tracking system that you currently have, right, we're going to add a section when you click on leads. There's going to be a section that says paid leads, right? And when you click on that, okay, it's going to show you every single lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, right? Which just means qualified or unqualified. So in a situation where any of the things I mentioned to you, like out of radius, service you don't provide, et cetera, where it's an unqualified lead, it's going to say unpaid. So you're automatically not charged. Now, in the situation, which I rarely came across, but in the situation where it says paid and it was actually an unqualified lead, right, you're going to have a lead technician assigned to your company that you can either text, email, or call to dispute the lead for you. And what we do in those situations, too, is we put your lead budget in, so we just take the hit on it until we get the approval from Google to dispute, right? But if they deny it, then you're charged, right? Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, it's crazy how accurate that AI is. Like, it's really good at determining if it's qualified or unqualified. Kind of scary.
Okay.
But yeah, super easy.
I mean, my question, I think, is like saying from pain call, you know, it seems that one, I get charged, but I shouldn't. You know, I could be okay with that. Like, only thing is, I now I have a company, they charge you lead, but at the time you see it, the information, they're going to send you to customer information, the phone number, and once you see the information, you get charged.
You're charged. Yeah. Yeah. That's how all the rest of them work. Thumbtack, Network, AngieLeads. That's why this one is like the best lead program on the market currently, because the disputes are done automatically. And it's the thing about it, though, with those other programs, is they're technically pre-screen leads, right? Like, somebody is filling out a lead form, and then they send that lead to four or five different companies. So the downside to Google Guaranteed is it's not a pre-screen lead, but it's screened on the call. That way, you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. Like, if you get 10 leads, and every one of them is, you know, asking for directions or I don't know, like, it's an unqualified lead is what I'm saying. You're not charged for those leads automatically. Nothing you have to do on your end. But if that happens with Angie, Thumbtack, or Networks, well, then you have to dispute them directly to the person rather than it being, or to the company rather than it being automatically done. So it saves you a bunch of time. Plus, you don't, share the lead, right? Like, the lead is picking you and calling you directly. So it's a way better situation.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right. So yeah, just when you get it, you still have my direct line and extension or no?
I'm not sure if I have it or not.
Text
but,
to you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll shoot you a text with it. Again, you'll need, I don't know if your switching policies are going to keep the current one you have, but you'll want that squared away too before we move forward. That way, it doesn't prolong the, like, we don't want to get your insurance denied, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
The insurance, anyway, I have the policy that I have, I want to change it anyway, and it should be like next month, they expire. So I will back to you, as soon as I fix the insurance issue,
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do, right?
Okay. Sounds good, Tofik. Right. Pleasure speaking with you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day. Bye.